graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to URN Radio, only on the Uber Radio Network
at uberradionetwork.com.
Or lease
in the morning.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the melody to Funky Town. Won't you take me down to Funky Town?
Access granted.
Just an alien sorcerer approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
You're listening to Beyond Normal Radio with Megan Crash and Chris Caton, Chicagoland's number one choice for paranormal talk radio. And remember, for a limited time only, the staff of Beyond Normal Radio will be looking for anyone and everyone with paranormal experiences from all walks of life. Whether it's ghosts or UFOs, we want to hear your stories. So drop us a line at beyondnormalradio@gmail.com, and you just might be the next person to be a guest on our show and share your story. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. And now, broadcasting live from coast to coast, this is the Beyond Normal Radio Show. Radio Show.
What is going on?
Beyond Normal Radio peeps.
What up? What up?
Hey, y'all.
That's hey, right. Y'all. We are broadcasting live. Coast
hey,
to coast.
Y'all. Hey, you all.
Y'all.
Y'all. Y'all greeting from Illinois.
You greedy bastards.
Wisconsin.
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 What's going on, peeps? We got a really, really cool show this evening.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be talking.
Excited. All the ladies are excited.
Woo!
Come on down if you have a golden ticket.
Yeah. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Seriously, I've had a lot of ladies ask me today questions. So they're all excited.
Yes, I'm excited. You should feel these nipples.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm just saying. Jesus. What's up, everybody? Chat room, worldwide, listening on their phones, iPhones, Droids, Stitcher. I don't know. Other places we're on.
They feel
I
like,
can't think off the top of my head.
They feel like gummy bears.
Yes. They're sticky but chewy.
Tongue. Really?
As promised, we were talking last week and promoting the hell out of one of the coolest movies ever this summer, Grave Encounters, and we, yes, we.
The movie that I almost pissed my pants in, yes.
Twice. One was for me farting. You were like, ugh!
Yeah, that was really bad.
We're going to be talking to Sean Rogerson, just a couple minutes here, get him on the line. Sean Rogerson played Lance Preston from the hit movie Grave Encounters. Did you have any information on that little place?
Yeah, I do. Grave Encounters gives a fictional group of ghost adventurers led by Lance Preston, Sean Rogerson, a chance to explore an abandoned asylum called Collingwood Psychiatric Hospital. The team had no idea what they were getting into, and the evidence that they would find during their investigation, it didn't turn out as planned for Lance Preston and his team.
No, it did not.
No, it definitely did not.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh.
It definitely did not. It was not a planned
You don't
event.
Really know what happened.
No.
But, like, in my head, I almost don't want to know what happened, you know, one of those things. Like, that's what's great about the movie, because you don't necessarily know.
Yes.
You just automatically think something really bad.
I absolutely love the movie. Sean Rogerson also, little quick tidbit about him. He was born September 30th, 1977.
I'm sure he's real happy of you announcing his age to the world.
I could have said 67, okay? Sean Rogerson. It's like Mike Jones over here. Who? Sean Rogerson. He's an actor. He played Lance Preston in the movie Grave Encounters, which was one of the hit paranormal movies of the summer. My personal opinion, kicked major ass, and I like the movie a little bit more than Paranormal Activity 1, 2, and I'll just go with 3. Why not? It's not even out yet. Sean has been seen in quite a few television shows and movies, such as Sanctuary, Grave Encounters, as this last movie, Fairly Legal, Smallville, Psych, Fringe, Harper's Island. I was going to say herpes, but I was thinking of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Harper's Island, Blood Ties, Stargate Atlantis, Supernatural, and A Daughter's Conviction.
Okay, Stargate is the shit. I don't care what anybody says. Stargate is
yes,
the shit.
Yes, it is. Also, The Collector, True Calling, Stephen King's Dead Zone, and one of my favorite movies of all time, Underworld Evolution. He was one of the death dealers in that movie.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's who Sean is, to answer your question.
He's pretty much the shit. So he seems just like an awesome guy from what I've read and... I checked out some of his interviews. And
I was telling Sean, too, earlier. Me and him were...
Ladies love him. Ladies, look him up. Google him.
Yes.
Images.
We will find out today, people, if he has a Mrs. Sean Rogerson.
I mean, we can only dream, right? That he doesn't. Right, Tanya?
For your sake, I hope.
You're glowing over here. I'm married, wondering if he's married.
Because those divorce papers are looking really good right about now.
Love you, Thomas. Sorry.
My bad. All right, let me just double check here while we're still chatting. If we do get done early enough with this interview, we're going to obviously continue with most of our show as, you know, regularly scheduled program here. But I am excited to talk to Sean here, get him on, ask him some questions. If you have not seen the movie, again, the movie is on DVD now. I highly recommend it, 100%. You could buy it at Blockbuster, Target, Best Buy, Amazon.com, Redbox, and iTunes. Just Google it, Grave Encounters. It's a really, really good movie.
All you people out there who have young children, I recommend your young children not to watch it.
They will have nightmares.
They will have nightmares for like a week.
Or you may learn the word shit like my son did.
Oh.
Thank you, Sean. I was talking to him earlier and I was like, hey, thanks, bro. You taught my kid how to say shit. And he's like, sorry.
Well, nice parenting, letting your child watch it.
Again, the DVD comes out, I believe, today.
I believe so.
October 18th, 2011.
Yes.
That's the date, right? Yes. So go out and buy it. It's worth the money.
Quick, yes. Somebody in the studio, look it up. Shit.
Google it.
I think it comes out today. I think I read that. So I'm going to go get the movie.
Well, we can just call him and go, hey, Sean, when was the movie coming out? Just to double check. Just to verify here what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it.
I'm so excited.
Okay, please don't.
What?
Don't. You're going to scare him away before he's even on.
Whatever. Well, he is on. He's ghosting right now, though. He says it's offline, but I know he's on.
Ah, okay.
So.
Whatever that means. My computer's not working, so I can't be on the chat room, so sorry, people. But I still love you all. And hi.
Hi to everybody.
For some reason, my computer's stupid. It's probably me. Who doesn't know how to work a computer, right?
No, it just needs a major upgrade. Major.
It doesn't need an upgrade.
Super upgrade.
Yes. Super.
Upgrade.
Well, anyway.
All right. Well, let's get him on the line here and talk to Sean Rogerson. Let's see.
You can do it.
I can do it.
You can do it. Hey, about them bears, eh?
About them bears, they annihilated.
I know.
Finally. That was awesome.
Finally a good game. Finally.
Now, if we could only play like that against the Packers,
yeah,
I
know.
I would be praying to the gods.
I know. It'd be so worth it. So worth it to see that. Just at least them win one Packers
game. Yeah, win one game against them.
All right, Sean, are you there?
Yeah, you got me.
All right, brother. What's going on? How are you?
What is up?
I'm not too bad. Yourselves?
Good, good.
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 We have a nervous subject in the studio. Ms. Tanya's so nervous right now.
I wasn't sure if it was going to work out here.
Oh, I'm glad it did.
Yeah, I tried calling you, and it was like, they're like, oh, I need Sean's number. And I was like, damn it, he just gave me his number the other day. I was like, screw it, just call me. I know this can work.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. We got it.
So how are you,
man? How's it going, you guys?
It's going good on my end. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. Not so bad. A little under the weather.
Oh, no.
That sucks, dude.
Oh, yeah. Poor me. Oh, well.
let me give you some advice. I know it sounds horrible. Apple cider vinegar and honey. Mm-hmm. It works. I promise.
Apple cider vinegar and honey.
Yes. It works. I tell everybody that. But it works. I promise.
Are we supposed to like it?
No, you're not supposed to like it. It's disgusting.
Plug your nose.
It's an ancient Irish remedy.
Well, I'm sure it's ancient. It's just ancient.
Well, you're Irish, so I'm going to go with Irish remedy here. So,
okay. I'm gonna take you up on it. I'll see if I can find any apple vinegar around here. I doubt it. We'll
it's
see.
Disgusting.
Just beer usually one. Works for me, but you know. I'm just...
Okay.
I may have been trying that over the past.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the movie Grave Encounters?
A little bit about the movie. Is this for all the people who haven't seen it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Grave Encounters. It's about a paranormal television show back in 2003 that a young fellow by the name of Lance Preston is trying to get off the ground. Mm-hmm. He is just trying to do a good job at something in his life, trying to be a success, and... by doing so, he pulls his friends into it with him, and they go in search of the paranormal. Oh. And I guess we're probably about 6 episodes in, and that's when Grave Encounters takes place. We find an abandoned mental institution, and we venture inside and put ourselves on lockdown for 8 hours to see if anything fun will happen.
And from seeing the movie, it looks like it did.
Yeah, there's a few things that that begin to take place. And they definitely get more than what they bargained for, I guess. They go in a few of them, I suppose, are skeptics. And just go in trying to make a good TV show and try to make themselves a success. And on the way there, they end up running into some real stuff. And like I said, get more than what they bargained for and don't know how to handle it.
Yes, that's every paranormal investigator's nightmare.
I agree.
Well, come on. Do you think it's their nightmare or do you think it's what they're looking for?
Well, what happened to you guys?
Well, yeah, in your guys' case... Screw that.
I'm good.
I suppose. I think that's what everybody's in search of, and if they did get it, well, then I think this is maybe what's going to happen.
Yes,
I don't know.
I guess so. I guess you're right. I guess I didn't think of it like that, but...
I mean, everybody thinks maybe a flashlight's going to just turn on and off for them or something, but, you know, you hope for more, and if you do get it, then what?
Yeah, you ask for it, you know?
Yeah, by no means are any of these people in the movie not getting what they asked for. Right.
In terms of ghost hunting, that was epic.
Yes.
Yes.
That was definitely the greatest evidence I've ever seen, for sure. I mean,
if I could get
the evidence without getting killed, I would. But
now,
what was that?
If I could get that evidence without getting killed, I would be down for that.
I suppose that would be the best way to do it.
Yes.
Be the one that got away.
Be the one that got away to tell everybody.
Absolutely.
For a sequel.
First.
There is one thing that I did learn, though, from watching this movie as a ghost hunter, as we all are here in the show. We're never going to lock the door.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
I've learned that. Do not chain yourselves inside and wait for some guy to come back at 6 a.m. It's not going to happen.
Or have an exit strategy.
I think I would go back and probably check that door every hour or so just to make sure I can get out.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is that what you guys actually do some of this stuff on your own time?
Absolutely.
For 12 years now. Yeah. Or 13. It's going to 13.
Out of here.
Yep. Yes. We have all the same DVR cameras, the green laser dot pens. I mean,
we have them all. Infrared just like in the cameras. Show.
Yeah, we have
them
all.
I think that's why it was so creepy for us, because, you know, we do go 85% of the time we go into a place and we don't really, we have unexplained things happen, but you know, you don't know if they're paranormal or your mind or the house or something that could be explained, you know. So
yeah, of course.
It's kind of freaky seeing it on TV and then all these bad things happening. It's like, should I think about ever going back into a haunted house ever again, or
should I retire early?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta mean, I don't know how you guys do it, because when we had to go and do some of the scenes in the movie and go off in the hallways by ourselves, and once you get a certain amount of steps away from that whole like buffer zone of having people near you,
absolutely,
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
I just don't look back.
Yes, or you just keep going your forward. Mind in a happy place.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess.
Somebody just asked me that the other day. How can you sit in a dark room by yourself ask them to come towards you? And I'm like, well, when you're sensitive to the paranormal already, it's nothing new to you, really. You know, so that's how I guess you have to look at it, right? So
I guess so. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, there was a few times when we had to go into the rooms by ourselves for a little bit just because the sound was not that good in the room. Uh-huh. And just being that far away and saying the things we needed to say from the script, man, it was I wanted to get out of there.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I don't blame you. Absolutely.
I don't blame you. Now, out of all the ghost-themed shows out there, was there anyone specific you modeled Lance Preston after?
You know what? Everybody always asked me that, and it had nothing to do with me, really. It was just the guys kind of wrote the part, and they said after kind of watching the shows with like Zach Bagans and stuff, and they said it's just kind of what came out, because I'd never even seen Zach Bagans at all. I've never once before I did this movie ever seen Zach Bagans on TV at all. I had no idea who people were comparing me to.
Yeah, we thought of that immediately. We were like, wow, he sounds kind of like Zach Bagans.
Yeah, when you were like, good evening, this is Lance Preston. And I'm all like, that's Zach Bagans. No shit. You did really good, dude. So.
The hairstyle and everything. You had that
Yeah, I guess that's what I guess the guys were kind of pushing me more towards. So I guess they kind of got what they wanted. So.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think that's great. You did a great job during the movie. I was impressed. It was perfect.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Because usually most of those shows, like an actual ghost adventure show or a Taps, they're all like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so dude, what was that?
It's really not that exciting. we're not that enthusiastic during our investigations, but, you know, it brings life to the show, I guess, you know?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, being in those places, it just kind of lends itself to the whole thing. I mean, you once you get in there, you hear any little peep and what was that? Did you guys hear that? It really just kind of comes into play really easy.
Yes, your mind can play tricks. Mind is
there's always stuff going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
But
we have some questions here from ourselves and some fans of the show here.
Dude, fire at me.
Have put together, so.
I'm
sure you're sick of it, but you know everybody wants to know.
No. Hit me with it.
That's the duty there of the job. So,
absolutely.
How did this role for you come about? Did you audition for? Did they find you?
You know, I was friends with the casting director who was doing the show, and I was just on my way out of town for like 2 weeks. And she said, I think you should put this on tape. I think you'd be great for it. They haven't been able to find their guy, all that kind of stuff. And
you were the man.
I was on my way out of town. And when I got to where I was going, I had my, I had my little Canon ELF camera, just this tiny little thing. Uh-huh. And it's not even really used for video. And I just kind of set it up and I kind of wrote a little bit of a script for myself with what they gave me.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of threw something on tape by myself and kind of locked myself in the basement of my... I was actually house-sitting for my aunt and uncle, and I was looking after my three cousins. And they were I had driven them to school for the day already and proceeded to do the audition at the house, because if they came home, well, I was doing what I was doing. it probably wouldn't have went over well.
Funny story,
I was hiding in the basement. Yeah. So, but yeah, awesome. We threw it on tape. I sent it to them, and within probably a half hour, they got back to me and said, "We want you. You're the guy."
Well, I am glad because you're one hell of an actor, and I really enjoyed seeing you in that film. And
you just played that part.
I'm glad that they picked you. So you did a really good job.
Thanks so much, man. Much appreciated.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Where did the production take place, and was the asylum real? Was it actually a real place?
Yeah, it took place at a place called the Riverview Psychiatric Hospital in, I guess it's kind of down near Coquitlam in BC.
Okay.
Yeah, just outside of Vancouver. And it was a functioning facility, like I'm guessing probably about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They have a few of the buildings that are closed off. At the very beginning of my speech, when I introduced, like, this is Lance Preston and welcome to Grave Encounters, the building behind me is not the one we shot in. That's one that you're not allowed to go in.
Oh, and it's okay.
Honestly, the creepiest out of all of them. Yeah.
That
and
cool.
I think the reason you can't go in them is because all the pipes have asbestos and,
right.
and what have
yeah.
you. But the one we filmed in, yeah, the basement, the hallways, the corridors, that's all real. I think a lot of the rooms haven't been changed and stuff like that, but they actually have a facility just up the hill from that one that's actually still functioning. So
that's a little creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy. I love it.
Yeah, actually the basement corridors all connect underground.
Oh, oh wow.
That's very common in like those big
yeah.
hospitals
oh,
and
yeah,
stuff
I've
like
seen
that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at certain ends they have it blocked off with bars and stuff like that, so you can't go up to the other facilities. I guess it was to run food and what have you in between the places.
Yeah. Or the bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the bodies. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think this location that the film was shot at, do you think it was haunted? Did you guys ever experience anything or
well, I guess whenever you go off on your own, people are always getting a little bit freaked out and stuff like that. But nobody came back with any crazy stories. But there's like five levels in the building, and you're only allowed to go up to the fourth because they have the fifth one all locked off. It's all boarded up and all that kind of stuff. So from what I have heard, they have brought in some people to push all the energy, your bad energy, up into the top floor. That's mm-hmm. the rumor I've heard. And coincidentally, when we were on the fourth floor, all our radio equipment and the batteries and camera stuff would all die really quickly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they had to change the battery packs out. Like, it was bizarre how quick they would die up on that floor, but nowhere else.
Well, yeah, that has happened to us a couple times in
yes.
investigations. Actually, Tanya in the studio, that's how we pretty much met her. We investigated her house, and within 5 minutes, our batteries were all drained, and they were all, you know, fully charged batteries.
Hey.
So, I mean, that, you know, that's awesome. That's
yeah, I didn't know if that was, you know, something. But the guys, when they went to scout the location and take shots, the Vicious Brothers, they didn't tell us this until after the shoot, but they went and took some photos all around and stuff like that. And
uh-huh.
When they got home and developed the pictures, there was one where it had like a big black figure behind them, like a big shadowy figure
oh, wow.
behind them in one of the photos.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to tell us about it until after.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
They want to keep their actors, not shoo them away.
Just puppy yeah. dogs and rainbows here, guys. Nothing to see.
Don't,
yeah,
don't
no, there was lots of times, though, when, like, even the slightest peep of something would just scare the crap out of you in there.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the old building settling, the old, you know, metal pipes creaking along, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a good one with down in the basement there. I was filming with one of the directors, and I had him in front of me while he was guiding the camera, and we heard this big, like, growl sound. It was like, just
oh, wow.
like that, and...
Love it.
I squealed like a girl. He squealed like a girl. I may or may not have shoved him a little bit in front of me. And right after the growl ended, all you heard was the water just go through the pipe.
Uh-huh.
It just went But we thought a demon was coming out of the darkness, gonna eat our faces off for sure.
Oh man, that'd have been really good to see on some like outtakes
or
bloopers.
That would have been a really good scene in the movie.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I think they've got it, and you just hear him and I yelping in the background because the camera is just focused on the front. But
oh, that cracks me up. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Another question we have here is, out of all the scenes in the actual movie, which one is your favorite that you like the most?
No, oh, what was my favorite scene?
The end. No.
Yeah, the end. I'm kidding.
Done filming, thank you.
You know what, I have to say, I had a good time doing the eating the rat.
Oh,
yeah.
And then just kind of talking to the camera and kind of Lance talking to the audience about how much he's put into this and it's all for them. And yeah, and I really enjoyed that.
Well, I think Chris's wife literally almost got sick on herself.
Oh, yeah. She the second you hit that rat and started eating it, she went, ugh.
We all watched it as a group here, and we watch it. We all watched it many of times. You know, I've watched it probably 3 or 4 times. Puma's watched it a couple times, but that was probably the most enjoyable night at all because she was getting sick. I was screaming. You know, I was jumping. I was like on Tanya's lap. Pretty much.
I was thinking, rat burgers.
Only you, Tanya. That's disgusting.
I just want to say real quick though the. I don't want to give too much away the movie, obviously, but just the one scene where you're in there and the old hospital bed or whatever it was had, you know, creaked and turned just a couple inches, and you're like, what the hell is that? And then a damn thing just flies up into the air. By far, my favorite scene in that movie. That was just a complete...
You dug that, eh? Cool.
Wow. I loved it.
I mean, we've actually had calls that people's furniture have moved and upside down, like whole couches flown across the room. And
yeah.
Wow.
So, like, stuff like that, you know.
It brought back memories.
Yeah, it brings back memories for us. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I couldn't imagine that kind of thing happening for real, man. It would blow my mind.
It does, but you guys nailed it.
Some of our people in the chat, you know, they're investigators, too, and... One said, I don't know if I could watch that movie just because I investigate. I can't have that stuff running through my head. You know?
Yeah, I could imagine, man. I mean, that's what it felt like when we were filming, if any of this stuff would have even taken place. Like, you know, actually, I got to tell you, the biggest scare for me, honestly, is the very first one when Sasha's hair gets brushed.
Yes.
Oh, still, if I ever see it, I still get goosebumps. I mean, even though I was there and I saw exactly how everything's done and just right in front of me, but that it gives me goosebumps every time to think that something could be that close and just brush up against you, like invade your space.
Brother, I want to tell you right now, Megan, she's sitting across from me in the studio here. Megan has had countless times the exact same thing.
I have hair down in my butt, so like,
yes,
they like my hair.
You will see just we're in somewhere, and just like how Sasha's character, you know, where the hair just gets pulled up, same exact thing has happened to her before on Real Investigations.
No way.
Like hair, like pulled out of a ponytail, like
that happened to my house.
Everybody seen it. Horrible. That is, I don't blame you for like. No matter what, I don't like people in my bubble, even the living. You know, I don't like people like hugging me. Unless I ask you to hug me, you know, I'm that kind of person. And so when someone touches my hair without permission,
just be like, don't touch.
unless it's in a fun way.
I don't know how you'd be able to do that again after something like that.
Well, I mean, afterwards I'm like, yes.
I guess that's what you're looking for.
That part of the movie does, you know, bother me a little bit, only because I've had it happen to me probably 100 times. That's crazy that you said that. I couldn't, you know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it blows my mind every time I see it. It gets me every single time, no matter how much I know of it or anything, it still gets me.
Yeah, even some of our people in the chat was like, that was a real effect for them. In the whole movie, was that part of it. Because that happens. I mean, it takes a lot of energy for those things to actually move something. So,
and we'll check with the infrared temperature, you know, thermometers, and it'll be like 70 so degrees where we're at, and then right where the hair is pulled, you'll see it drop down to like, you know, 40s or 50s. So it, we'll confirm it.
Drops, yeah,
yes, we will confirm it. That cold feeling that you get, like you were saying, the movies. It really happens, dude. It's really
so like it's right there. You guys actually made this movie, and I
you make us happy. you did a hell of a job.
It gives a little people, some people out there that have no idea what goes on, a little taste of our medicine. You know?
Well, I guess it's the Vicious Brothers doing their research before they write it down. So
well, that's good.
So
they did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
No kidding.
Another question.
Sure.
This movie kind of reminds us of. Not remind us, but kind of along the same lines of Blair Witch Project. Was that your guys' concept of it?
From what I understand, the guys have said they took from all the movies and all the shows. They just were working on writing a couple different scripts, and while they were doing it, they were watching paranormal shows, and they're already big horror fans of like the found footage stuff, like Blair Witch and Rec and Quarantine, all those kind of movies. And I guess they kind of took from a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Which I have to add, it is 10 times better than the Blair Witch Project.
Yes, but I love that movie too. When I was
bold statement.
I was young
well
when
done.
That movie
okay.
came out, and that movie scared the living crap out of me because I camped all the time. You know, I grew up in the woods camping, and
yeah, that only one part scared me.
Yeah, but
that's
like
it.
I was younger and I wasn't that knowledgeable, and it scared me.
me either. That movie scared the crap out of me as well.
Well, yeah,
I thought it was totally real. I had a friend, who actually had a friend in acting and stuff like that at the time, and he said he got a bootleg copy of this movie that's going to come out about the real deal. And I went home and looked it up on the internet, and they'd already launched all the sites and everything like that. And man, I fell hook, line, and sinker. That thing screwed me up.
It was, well, just like you and me were talking earlier, how I was saying, you know, you go on YouTube and, you know, people are like, oh, official trailer and, you know, all these clips of the movie. And then you read the comments, and I shit you not, there's literally people saying, that's a real TV show. I know Lance Preston. My brother was friends with him. And he really was killed. And I'm like, are you effing kidding
me?
That's
what happened when Blair Witch came out. Everybody was this really happened. The people really died. You know, like my friend of a friend knew that girl and blah, blah, blah.
It's great publicity, though. I mean, let people believe that this is the real deal. This really happened. This is real footage, you know, of episode 6. And you guys were really, you know, disbanded and killed off by these entities, and people are just like, oh, it's so real.
Yeah, well, I think that was kind of the basis of making that intro to the show. That was done so many months after we actually did the movie. They just kind of came up and said, we need you guys for a half hour, we got to put something together, and we're like, all right, let's go do it. And they threw together something that looked like a real show to me. So.
Yeah, and it looks really good.
It
so
great.
Did a great job.
Yeah, they did an amazing job. They're bloody talented guys.
Yeah, yes, it seems like it. I love them.
yeah.
Now, during the taping of this movie, this is kind of a stupid question, but did you guys play tricks on each other? Like, have fun, play tricks, scary tricks on each other, you know?
You know what? There was... The guys would do it more for the filming. Like... Obviously, there's two directors, so one of them would tell us what we were doing, and we'd go down the hallway, and then the other guy would go and hide in some room up there and, you know, just freak us out, send us down a dark hallway with our own cameras. And, like, a lot of it was done with just us walking around with the cameras down hallways, and they would throw out some scares whenever they could, you know, bang on doors, slam things in front of us, throw some stuff, whatever it was, but we weren't aware it was going to be happening at all.
Oh, wow. And that's kind of going back to Blair Witch. I was reading something from Heather Donahue, and she was saying that when they were filming that movie, the directors, they would just give them clues. A lot of it was never scripted.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and they would actually screw with them. And like she was saying, the scene where I think it was Mike was like in the corner, Mikey was in the corner, and she's like hyperventilating. And she was like, that was all real, because she was so scared because he was pulled away. She had no idea what happened. And then they were just filming it, and she totally had a mental breakdown during the actual film. And that was her really freaking out the whole time because they had no clue. So they did a definitely a good job.
Well, I like how they did those scare tactics on you guys, because I think that's what made the movie so good, you know.
So yeah, I think you know, just being in places like that and stuff, and knowing the stories that we've heard through all the filming that's gone on. If you're involved in the industry up here, everybody has a story about the Riverview Hospital, because so much gets done in that place. And you know, we've all heard the stories. So when they sent us down into these hallways by ourselves and stuff, it was, and as the show kept going, it only came down to a few of us. And by the end of the shoot, I mean, I'm walking down hallways by myself, and you know, it all just kind of worked.
Yeah, well, it did. That's awesome. I think that's a great way to do a scary movie. Scare the shit out of actors.
Yeah, they were pretty open on letting us kind of do whatever we needed to do, and they left the script kind of up in the air. We had a basis on what to go on, but basically they just kind of pointed us in the right direction and said, go.
Oh, yeah.
Improv.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, for a lot of it. It was just when there was like real setup gags that needed to be done, then that's the only time. But
now, in one of the scenes, which I also really liked, it was in the beginning where you guys were just kind of touring the place with the groundskeeper, and you went into this one particular room where there was writing of this, you know, one patient who was there for a long time. Don't know if it was to the end or not, but it was, you know, the demons are in these walls. You know, that was a big, strong point that they tried to point out in the film. But writing all over the walls, was that actually there, or was that done by the production crew?
No, that was done by the crew. Two people. Two people got pencils, and they went in there, and they wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And wrote.
You know, I was really hoping that was an actual patient at one time, because I was like, oh, that is...
No, not in that place. No.
There's a place, I want to say somewhere out by us in southern Illinois, there was a mental institute, and it was very similar. There was a girl that was there for like 30 years, and she literally wrote with like charcoal and wrote just everything that like came to her in her mind, and it was just this crazy stuff.
Yeah, some of the stuff on there was ridiculous.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like, but it just shows the mind of a psych patient, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I work with psych patients on a daily basis, and some of the things that come out of their mouth, you're like, oh my goodness, you know? I feel horrible for him, you know, of course, but...
It's and to think that it's making, I mean, some kind of sense in their head has got to be, or where
absolutely.
It's coming from,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yes.
Have you had any real-life experiences with the paranormal?
Like, outside of the movie?
You know, I really haven't. I've really not had anything happen in my life whatsoever. Not even that I can think back to being a kid or anything. Yeah, that's why I think I don't think I'm real sensitive to that kind of stuff, to be honest. Maybe because I've never had any kind of thing happen. I've never really looked for it.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe you need to come up to Chicago and come on a real live investigation with us, huh?
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
I would totally do something like that. I mean, we tried to go around a little bit and do our own stuff in the hospital. We'd go into like me and one of the directors. We went and took off and just walked around for an hour and just tried to get EVPs and stuff like that. But there was nothing.
Nothing, huh? Wow.
That was just so quiet. So it's just like insanely quiet in there.
Well, that happens most times. Like, we'll get called out, and everything can be explained, you know. But it's the hunt. That's the whole point of ghost hunting. You're hunting for them, you know.
Yeah, you know, if I went to a place, I think if I have gone or if I had gone to a place that is kind of abandoned and nobody goes there, and we were just going there for the first time, I could see maybe different energies and stuff like that maybe being there. But I think this place is used so often and it's so busy all the time that I don't know if there's any room for anything else to be going on in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Probably. And they're just probably used to people around, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's still cool that you know, your director actually would go out and do that with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did you become really close with the actors? Like, were you guys all like one big family, or did you guys know each other before, or...
You know what? None of us had really met, maybe just on walk-bys from auditions and stuff like that saying, hey, but we all pretty much met the, we had 2 days of rehearsal before we actually shot. And yeah, we all got together and we all met and we just read our script out loud together. And then we basically just spent almost 2 weeks solid, like 13, 14 hour nights with each other.
Wow.
I mean, do you guys still keep in touch and stuff?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're like we all became kind of like a big family, and yeah, it's real cool. We've a lot of us went to New York for the premiere at Tribeca together, and we've all kept really close.
Oh, that's so good. I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
Make new friends, it was great. Become family, you know.
Make a sequel.
That's really how me and Chris met.
Who knows? Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, that's how we met. We met because of haunted houses. Yep. Well, we worked in haunted houses, and we met because of investigating, and we're like brother and sister, you know?
Friends ever since.
Yep, so.
Oh, that's cool. Like that was like Sasha and myself. She kind of became like my little sister after doing this.
Aw, that's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, it was perfect. It was very cool dynamic between everybody, and everybody like fit into their roles perfectly, even in their normal day-to-day life. Everybody's like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
I really liked Houston. He was a really interesting individual type character.
Houston he in real life is a very interesting character.
Really?
That guy has been and done so many things, and
oh wow.
He's from what I understand, they wrote that character for him. Because they had worked with him in the past, and just that he really has an eccentric sense to him, and he was just awesome. He was awesome to be around, and his stories. The guy's got stories for days about everything.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he was awesome.
He cracked me up with
that
movie.
I didn't trust him in the beginning of the movie. I had a bad feeling about him. I thought he was going to be like. But then he ended up being okay.
It's like, whoa, you gotta watch that guy.
Yeah, like, whoa, I gotta watch this guy.
Somebody well, he wasn't okay in the end, I mean.
Well, obviously.
He got chokeslammed by somebody.
You know, he did come in with this big sense of arrogance about him, but then, you know, he just kind of became this, like, big kid that you kind of wanted him to get out of there the most because you kind of wanted him to make his audition the next day.
Yeah, that was so funny. I don't care about your damn audition. I loved it.
Yeah.
Now, how long did it actually take you to tape the entire movie to film it all?
I guess we were probably like 15 days.
Oh, wow.
I guess. Yeah, and that was 2 days of rehearsal, and then we did 13 shooting days.
That's not bad at all.
No, it moved really quick, and there's so much that was filmed that wasn't used. So much, man. The first cut that I ever saw of the movie was like, oh my god, it was like 2 and a bit hours. Like the real script that they had laid down was just there was so much more to it.
But, oh wow.
Yeah, it went really fast. And we were in there and banging it off nonstop because the sun, we had to do it all at night, all the stuff inside. So, you know, that the sun being down and it staying dark doesn't last too long. So
we just had
to get in and out of there.
That makes sense.
Okay, this we absolutely have to know. In the scene where you were, where TC is walking up the stairs and he gets pushed down, how many takes did that required to get it actually perfected? Was it like a one take deal? Or
I don't know, the stuntman John, I think he may have done it twice. And he did it with camera in hand, put on all the pads and just threw himself right down the stairs.
It was so realistic. It was cool.
Well, Puma, Chris, sorry, I keep calling him Puma. Chris, that's my nickname.
That's awesome. Puma.
Because that's Pumala. That's why.
Like the cat or the shoe?
It's because of his track top or whatever, right?
That's awesome. Yes.
That's great. He was really wondering about that because I think,
that was probably one of my favorite scenes,
because
too.
Because he's actually holding the camera as he's going down.
I mean, you could see it. The camera slides, TC slides, and I'm like, oh, that's epic.
Yeah, the cut-in that they do on that kind of stuff, those guys are masters at that stuff. Like, all of a sudden it goes from the stuntman tumbling down the stairs to right into his hand and falling off the last stair. It's crazy.
That's
yeah, it turned out so well.
That's really cool. And another question here I have in mind, out of all the actors, all the characters that were on the set in the film, what was any of them actually like digitally put in, or like say like for the doctor, because that's like a quick like 3 second real live scene you see of it, besides like, you know, the old 1920s film. But I mean, like were there any actual like digital characters put in, or was it
no,
all real?
Everybody was there.
Oh, awesome.
Everybody was there. There was everybody's in there. I'll give you guys a little, I don't know if you can tell, but at the beginning of the movie, when they go back and they talk about what it used to be like, and yeah, they show the old footage.
Yes.
And there's somebody in the room jumping on the bed, and it's in the writing room.
Okay.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But if you watch that again, that's me jumping on the bed.
Oh.
We gotta go watch that now.
Yeah, that's me jumping. That's some of the stuff that didn't make it into what we were going to use for an alternate ending, I suppose.
Oh God, that'd have been so cool.
And they go back and like how it used to be. That kind of reminded me of House on Haunted Hill, where they like that in the beginning. Yeah. They're all like in the 1930s and the patients go insane and staff.
You go into psych wards now that are actually open and functioning and, you know, have living actual people in it. They actually have the old pictures of when it was back in the 1930s.
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy. Like, I mean,
it's all creepy. I even have been into the hospital here and they have pictures from back then. And every single person looks like a ghost or something super creepy.
Yes.
Or Dr. Kevorkian.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Dr. Kevorkian was in like in the 90s. I work with psych patients. I've been to psych wards, and there's just the atmosphere is completely different than any place in the world. So I can't imagine what it, you know, like I understand why it is the way it is after they're all gone. You know what I mean? The energy, the negativity. So you guys did that perfect. All like the negative energies and, you know, I just loved it.
The wristbands. I mean, just, epic, dude.
Yeah. Everything. It was awesome.
They pulled it all together really well.
That's really great. Now, this is a question for all the ladies out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get this a lot. Is there a Mrs. Sean Rogerson?
Well, no, I'm not married.
Oh, see, ladies.
No, that's okay. For sure.
So are you from Canada?
I am from Canada.
Oh, yeah. Canada, huh?
Yeah, Canada, all the way. hopefully, it won't be forever. It's the goal to move down south if it'll have me, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, how south are you talking? Because we're right underneath you, so.
A little bit more south. A little bit more. More in the LA region.
Oh, they don't. They don't have children over there with mouths shaped like garbage cans, do they?
What is that?
From South Park.
Oh.
I mean, it took me a second with that one, but I got it. No, and there's not a lot of a boot here either.
Well,
no, that tends to be a little more on the East Coast.
I know there's poutine, though.
Poutine.
There is poutine. It's not originated from here, not on this side, but
yummy.
They do have poutine.
I'm my family's from Newfoundland.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Well, then you would know the real accent.
Yes.
That's some real Canadian accent.
Well, no, actually, they have Irish accents, believe it.
Well, it's kind of a broken down Irish accent.
I can't understand a word that my family says to me.
No, they blow my mind every time I meet people from Newfoundland. It's hilarious.
Yes. And Canadians can spot me out. Like, I'll be at a bar, and a Canadian will be wearing a hockey jacket or something, and I'll go up and get a drink. They'll be like, "What up, Goofy Noofy?" I'm like, "What?" I guess I just got that look. I don't know. But yeah, I have family over there. I've never been. I'd love to go, but I heard you guys party.
You've never been up to Canada?
No.
And you have family?
I've never been. They've come down here to meet me, like two of my cousins. But my mom's been there a lot. She told me about a drink called Screech.
Yeah, I've heard about this too. I think East Coast has a lot of stuff we don't have.
Yes, it's
a lot of things like that.
It gets you drunk in like one shot. I mean, I don't drink anymore, but I've heard stories. But yeah, that's crazy. So I thought I'd throw that out there. You know, the new thing. But
nice. Well, I've never been to Chicago.
Oh my goodness! Are you crazy?
I've heard it's amazing there.
We'll show you a good time, brother.
You come up this way, you better contact us because we would love to show you around.
Well, if I ever get out there, I definitely will. I promise.
Well, you got our number.
Winter time, it's gold.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard it's a beautiful city.
It is. It is, and we got a big, giant Marilyn Monroe right now. Can't miss it. You know.
And you guys, so you probably got some old places out there that you'd be able to take me.
Oh, you bet.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we love the Shy. I mean, we've like done a lot of research around here, so we want to like start going out more, traveling more. But I've heard places in Canada too. I have family that tells me all the time that there's places in Canada I need to come go up there.
I think on the East Coast they got some old stuff out there for sure. Vancouver's a pretty new city, so I mean I don't think it goes back much more than 100 years or so with houses and stuff they still have left. I guess.
Yeah. But.
Well, still, I had to get my butt out there sometime.
It'd be a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to do it. Well, you come up to Vancouver, you know how to find me, too.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I definitely would make my way through there. I've heard stories about that.
I know you would.
Are there any British people in British Columbia?
You know what? We have a major influx of people from everywhere else but here.
Oh, Tanya, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, there
I'm British, so I had to ask that.
Good fishing.
Boundary waters.
Well, let's see if anybody in the chat has any more questions for Mr. Sean.
Well, Michelle said that she'll take him on an investigation anytime.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Michelle said she'll take you on an investigation anytime you want.
So, okay.
Everybody's like, me
or Lance Preston? Who are we talking about here?
You.
Me. Okay.
I told the ladies to Google you.
So okay.
They all did. So now they all want to take you on investigations.
They definitely Google you. They do.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, no, I appreciate you guys having me.
It was such an honor, and I'm glad we got all these questions that wanted to be answered.
Very cool. Yeah, anytime, guys.
Well, you keep in touch. I think we're all.
I definitely will. I'm in search of a poster for you guys. So as soon as I find out, I'm gonna see if I can get it to you.
Oh, perfect!
Cool. I cannot wait.
That would be great.
Awesome. Well, if you're in the Shy, don't forget to hit us up.
Not a problem. We'll do.
And good luck with everything, and we'll keep promoting your movie.
Yes, absolutely.
And I wish the best of luck in acting.
And feel better, man.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys can. I just finished doing an episode of a show called Supernatural.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Rock on.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Guy B, directed it. So I think it's going to be like the ninth episode. So check it out.
Ninth episode.
We'll look it up.
I'm writing it down now. Do you know when it's going to air? Do you know when it's going to air?
I think he told me maybe November. I'm not sure. But I don't know if it's going to make it before their cutoff time, before next year. But that's what he said. So.
Okay, well,
we just finished last week. So.
I love the show. Big fan. So.
Yeah. Yeah, most ladies are.
That's not the reason why.
That's come on not now. At all the reason.
But yeah, we'll keep promoting you, man. Thanks so much.
Cool. Right. I'll pass the word on to all the other folks at Grave Encounters and tell them you guys are working hard to promote.
Excellent.
And it's much appreciated.
Well, we appreciate what you do, man. So it's really good.
You're totally winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
In the words of Charlie Sheen, winning.
Winning.
Okay. All right, brother. We'll keep in touch, man. You have a good night and feel better.
Okay. All right,
bye.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, take care.
All right, take
bye.
It easy.
Yep.
Bye. All right, bye.
This is Lance Preston from Grave Encounters, and you're listening to my friends, the Beyond Normal Radio Show. They're my number one choice for paranormal radio.
Let's go! Everybody's in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. Yeah.
Every day I'm shuffling.
When my beat drop, I make you girl. I'm shuffling. I'm shuffling.
All right, everybody.
Well, there you have it.
Sean Rogerson from Grave Encounters played Lance Preston.
What a nice guy.
All I have to say is, wow.
Tanya was so nervous.
My stars, I do declare.
Epic interview. Thank you, Sean. He has become a friend of the show now, so we'll be chatting with him more often. Seeing, like you said, he's got some stuff going on with Supernatural. The TV show.
So it's the 9th episode. It should show, should appear in November. So check him out. You know, support him. He's awesome. Seems like such a laid back guy. I'm really glad we had him on the show.
Yes. And check out the movie too, Grave Encounters. You can go to GraveEncountersThriller.com. Grave Encounters has also been released on DVD now. You can buy it at Blockbuster, Target, Best Buy, Amazon.com. Redbox, iTunes, or just message us and we'll send you some links on where to get it. So it's definitely worth a watch. It's Ghost Adventures Goes Wrong.
Woo.
So we'll go ahead and turn it over to ITC Lounge here to Luke and Mark. Following that, the wise guys, Tommy the Hammer.
Woo!
ITTH Studios
Rocket.
There. So again, this is Chris from Beyond Normal Radio.
Megan Crash.
And Tanya B.
Tanya B.
B.
Thanks again for listening. We love you guys. And
yes.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. And it'll be our Halloween show. We'll have something good for you lined up. So take your easy. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Deuces.
You're listening to URN Radio, only on the Uber Radio Network
at uberradionetwork.com.